Well, hello again, George Holford, Local Matters. I love this segment of Local Matters because we talk about the who. We're going to tell stories. We're going to talk about people. And these are people who every day make up the tapestry of our community and region, make contributions, and make us what this great community and region that we are. We're very pleased today to have Trish Stover, one of the oldest restaurants, family restaurants in our region.
Yes.
Stover's Kitchen.
Stover's Country Kitchen.
So we're gonna let you, I got to do something hard for me. I got to listen because I like to talk. But Trish, let's just start with, and I told you we were going to do this. It's a Billy Graham thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about who are you?
Well.
Where'd you come from? Where are you going? What's important to you? We're going to talk about and take us. Let's go through elementary and junior high and high school and
oh, if I can remember
anything
that
you
far
want
back.
To talk about. Don't spend a lot of time in high school. We got to get you through there, and just talk about what has influenced you and made you who you are today. So you're on, Trish.
Okay. First and foremost, like I said earlier, God is number one in my life.
In the beginning, God.
In the beginning. God is number
one
in my life.
Amen.
I was raised by a good Christian father and mother.
Okay.
I lost my mother several years back. Mm-hmm. But my dad, you know, he has remarried, and he has remarried a wonderful Christian
Amen.
Woman.
Amen.
Wonderful Christian woman. And I'm so blessed to have the family that I've got. I've got two wonderful little sisters, which I call them little sisters, but they're about in their 40s, 50s.
Well, they're still little sisters.
Yeah, they're still little sisters. They are, you know, we're a real close family.
That's great.
We are a really close family. I mean, if I need anything, all I've got to do is, hey, Dad, I need you.
Yeah.
I hate to say this here. 2 years ago in October, I lost my youngest daughter.
Oh.
Yeah,
God
actually,
bless you.
Up here on 111, she was riding a motorcycle and got hit on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I couldn't have made it through this if it hadn't have been for my dad and God being there with me.
No question. No question. Can't imagine.
No. But, you know, you have to go on.
Thank you.
You have to go on. And, you know, I lost my mom several years ago, and that was hard. That was really hard.
But mothers pass away
yeah.
usually before children.
Yeah, but and to lose a child, I lost a part of me.
No question.
I lost a part of me. And at that time, I thought, okay, I'm just going to get out of the restaurant business. I didn't think I could do anything because a part of me was gone. And like I said, my dad was my rock.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has always been my rock.
Mm-hmm.
And him and some of my customers, actually.
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of my customers has really been, well, they've been a rock for me too. They really have. But, you know, like I said, that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones, you know, parents that have lost kids,
mm-hmm.
they know how hard it is.
Yes, yes.
They know how hard it is. My daughter actually had worked for me at one time. And she had been in the service, and she had got hurt in the service, so they, you know, she got a medical discharge. But Veterans Day.
Oh.
I do something for this, you know, for Veterans Day in honor of my daughter.
Amen. Amen.
In honor of my daughter. But like I said, you know, me and my sisters was brought up in a good Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
And
now what part of this
county
or region are you from?
I'm from Livingston, Tennessee.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Livingston, Tennessee.
Yeah,
just down the road here.
Yeah, sure.
My dad and mom both are from Jamestown.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's actually where I buried my daughter up there right beside my mom. And that's, I mean, Jamestown.
That's where it is.
Yeah. I mean, Jamestown's home.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get
it
that. Kara's, let's talk about, we're going to come back in a second and talk about your restaurant.
Okay.
But I like the track we're on because this is where the rubber really meets the road. You said you have two daughters.
I have two daughters.
How about your other daughter?
She is a manager at the Tractor Supply up there in Livingston.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, she actually used to work for me also. But parents, and
That's right.
You can't work with your kids.
No.
You can't work with your kids.
God bless family business.
Yes.
Right? No, where they're...
I don't know how they do it. I mean, I worked with both of my daughters.
You can love them, but oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Yes. And there were several times I could have wrung their necks.
Oh, sure. I understand.
But, yeah, my oldest one, she is a manager at Tractor Supply.
Okay.
And she's a hard worker, and I am so proud of her.
That's great.
I am so proud of her. Her priorities are in order. She is... You know, she's really a blessing.
Grandchildren?
No, don't
okay.
have no grandchildren.
Well, you got something to look forward to.
Yes, yes.
That is wonderful.
I've got plenty of nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, I
well,
can
see. Well, they're your grandchildren.
Yeah, and they're my grandchildren. And my employees are my kids.
There's no question. Yes.
They are my kids.
Your family.
Yeah,
they are family.
They are. And... you know, if one of them's hurting, I'm right there for them.
Sure. That's another thing that makes our community and region so special.
It's
people and it's family and it's faith and it's all the things you've been talking
about. Oh, yeah. And like I said, I thank God for the parents I had because they are the ones that instilled Jesus Christ in my life.
Yes. Let's go back. You were talking about off air a while ago. You're 30 some odd years restaurant.
Yes.
Did you start the restaurant?
No, actually, my mother in law, Emma Stover, started the restaurant in 1996.
Okay.
And I've had it for 11 years. So
okay.
I think that was 2014. May have been 11 years ago. Yeah. I bought it in 2014.
Did you work there?
I worked for her a little bit. Honestly, I worked at a place just down the road here, Lucky Bee Trailer Parts.
Yeah.
I worked there for 20-something years. And I knew it was time to go, and I thought, well, okay. I went to work for my mother-in-law, and then when she was ready to get out, I made sure she was ready to get out of the business, and then I decided to buy it.
Now, where is Stover's restaurant for the audience today? So you can... Put a little commercial in.
Okay. Our restaurant, Stover's Country Kitchen Restaurant, is in the old Blue Circle building, which a lot of people still call it the old Blue Circle because I still have the Blue Circle sign
up there.
And I won't take that sign down even though it's Stover's Country Kitchen because the Blue Circle was a trademark. I mean, it was a landmark. I mean, it's been there since the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've probably got one of the oldest buildings in Overton County.
That's great.
So
you're, you've been doing this now for 11 years.
Yeah, I've had the restaurant for 11 years.
What have you learned during that 11 years? I mean, talk about that.
Go
all day, but you're dealing with people, you're dealing
with
your customers and friends, and it's grown and thrived. So, So anything you could share about that aspect of it?
Oh, I tell you what, I love the business. I do. I mean, you're married to it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now that you have to be married to it. If you're in the restaurant business or any kind of business, you have to be married to it.
You can't just lock it up and go home.
No, but, you know, I do have a manager that does help me out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I mean, I couldn't do this by myself. I mean, actually... I don't do this, but I mean, it's my employees. Everybody that works for me is the reason Stover's is what it is now.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, it's not me. It's me and my employees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so did you see yourself when you were growing up in high school, whatever, seeing yourself doing what you're doing in the restaurant business, or did that
Well, I always liked the restaurant work. My mom and dad ran a little restaurant.
Okay, then you had some experience in there.
My mom and dad used to run a little restaurant up there in Pall Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it was right there by Alvin C. York's
place. Okay.
So, and I would go to help
mom. So you've got a heritage in the food and restaurant business.
Yes.
And here we are. Here we are today. We've got a little over a minute left, minute and a half. Anything else you want to talk about growing up or your formative years? You shared with us your heart, a loss in your family. Mm-hmm. You've also shared joy. Anything else you want to mention? Or your business is open, what, 6 days a week, 7 days a week?
It is open 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I open from 6 to 8. On Wednesdays, I'm open 6 to 2, and I'm closed every Sunday.
Sure, sure. Okay. You know, I got to come up, I got to head that way and get up there. Still so many places that, like I said, we moved here in 04 and retired here in 2020, and there's still so many places like your restaurant that I need to become familiar. So you'll see me up there next several weeks. And we're going to take a break here in a few seconds, just a little bit. And we come back, we're going to talk more about the present, the future, what you see, and just get your thoughts about our community and region.
Oh, yes.
And this is George Hallford with Trish Stover, a restaurateur, a family business. With a story to tell, and we'll be back soon. Thank you. All right.
That's a good start.
Well, George Hallford, we're back with Trish Stover. Family, spiritual child of God, family and restaurateur. Mm-hmm. One of the oldest restaurants
in
Overton County. And mother and dad had a restaurant up in Pall Mall. So you grew up in...
restaurant
business, and you shared with us in the first segment, and now let's just pick up where we left off and talk about your business or your family, anything you want to talk about today, and we'll just carry on, let you tell stories, and I'll try to listen.
Okay, that sounds great. Like I said, I've been in business. I've actually had the restaurant for 11 years. My mother-in-law, she had it for 33 years.
Wow.
Well, she had it. Well, I take that back. She had it for 20 something years, then I bought it.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, so it's been in business for a while. We have had different locations. She had it in different locations, but I've always had it at the same place I'm at now.
Okay.
And I mean, that's
tell
where
them, tell your audience again, for those who've just tuned in, your business, where it's located, and, your hours, and just do another commercial for
us. The name of my restaurant, Stover's Country Kitchen, and it is at 511 East Main Street in Livingston, Tennessee. It is in the old Blue Circle building.
Where there's still the sign.
Yeah, the sign is still standing there. At one point, I did want to take the sign down, but that's a landmark in Livingston. I mean, everybody knew Blue Circle.
All you can do is say sign.
Yeah. And that's what
like Cream City. You say Cream City, and really, people know where it is.
Yeah, and that's where I tell them when I call, and they'll say, "Hey, where are you located?" I say, "You know, East Main Street." But I said, "It's in the old Blue Circle building. If you go up East Main Street, you see that big Blue Circle sign."
Can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
You know, Livingston's such a special community. We have worked in our here in Putnam County with Overton County, White County, several counties, but especially those in Jackson County.
Okay.
That's been the group we call the Highlands, marketing as a region. And but Livingston, we might take a few minutes to talk about Livingston has done a wonderful job. It's downtown, the park there, concerts you have, and what a wonderful, and former mayor Curtis Hayes is one of my best friends.
Former mayor,
and I'm so surprised he retired.
Well, now Curtis has been in there for a little while.
Well, he told me, he said, George, somebody finally didn't tell me, said, you've been doing this 31, 32 years, mm-hmm. and you're eligible for the Tennessee retirement plan. So he's as a young guy, he's been doing with the state and stuff, and stayed in Tennessee Tech. And so I ran into him the other day, and I said, I can't, but he said, y'all got a really good mayor now.
That, oh, yes.
That Curtis, I want to say handpicked, but Curtis thought a lot of her, and you're really, so Livingston is doing well.
Livingston is doing well. We're growing. I mean, they're doing a lot of remodeling up there on the square. I mean, they're going to, it's looking so beautiful.
Not great, just.
It is, and I like to see that. The park down there, they do have the little park down there that they've opened up for the kids, which has been there for a few years now.
Yes.
But we needed something like that for the kids.
And you're Dale Hollow Lake.
Oh.
Draws people from all over the Midwest, especially.
It's beautiful
and,
lake.
People come down and shop and eat at your restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And you probably made a lot of friends.
I have made some wonderful friends.
Yeah.
I have made some wonderful friends. In fact, I had one of them come in my office the other day. He pecked on my door. And I was in there doing some paperwork, and he had his guitar with him.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you know, I feel like I need to sing you a song. And he sat there and sang to me, and to hear tears just rolling down my face, you know. It was such a blessing. It's such a blessing. I mean, and, you know, even the customers there feel like family.
Oh.
The customers there feel like family to me.
Well, they are. I mean,
they
it's the next thing to family.
You know, and I do something which people would probably might think is a little odd, but inside my restaurant, a lot of people call it a small version of the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, really?
Because
oh,
I have
got
I have
antiques
got,
and history.
Yes,
and,
yes, and it's even to the point where people, customers, come to me here, hand me stuff. Say, here, this is for you. I thought you would want that. And when they hand it to me, I just put it up on the wall. I'll find a little place, move something,
yeah,
hang it up on the wall.
It has meaning.
Yes. Yes, and I've got to walk in my restaurant, you would think, oh, this is so cluttered. But it's
no,
not.
No, there's a reason for everything.
Yeah, there's a reason for everything.
Love that. Love
that. Yes, there is a reason for everything. And I started here several years ago. Like I said, my customers are my family. I love them.
Very personal.
Very personal. And I get attached to them, and I've lost.
That's great, though, isn't that great?
Oh yes, I've lost several of them, but I have started. I call it a remembrance wall.
Oh, I love that.
And my customers that have passed and gone on, I have pictures of them on my walls, and they may be gone, but they're never forgotten.
No,
they're never forgotten.
Wonderful. So you got a. You're more than a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
That's fair to say.
I mean, you're an institution. You do so many things in Livingston, in this region, that go beyond a place to go have a good, you know, breakfast or lunch or dinner. I told you I wasn't going to talk, and I told you a story. But anyway.
Oh, that's okay.
Now, when you said that a while ago about Dale Hollow Lake, I was in Clarksville for several years before coming to Cookeville, serving in chamber work, and I had we hired a lot of military spouses. And Gail Baker from Chicago, Illinois, I worked with me. I said, you know, I knew I was coming to work here, and I said, Gail, are you familiar with Dale Hollow Lake? She said, am I? She said, that's where our high school took our class. Trip every year. So people in Chicago, all over, and then we have in, business and industry, one of the first that located here was from Michigan and wanted to put a tool and die shop here. They used to go to Dale Hollow Lake and, you know, all of our state parks, so that's where they're here. So it's a very special It's very special in so many ways. So we've got a minute left. Anything? I'm going back. I'm beginning to talk too much.
Oh, that's okay. That's
memories,
quite all right.
Memories, just memories.
Oh, I tell you. I mean, when I think of Del Hall, like, I think of my childhood.
Yes.
My childhood, go camping.
And it's still, I've been told the water is the purest, cleanest. It's literally one of the few places you can drink out of.
It is. It is. It is so clean.
And the hatchery, the national, I mean, just, and then, you know, and that's where people from primarily the north come. And then Center Hill Lake, you have a lot from Nashville south. So it's really two different.
Oh, it is.
Two different lakes.
It really is.
Well, I'm getting wound up on lakes. We're almost out of time.
Oh, that's okay.
We'll come back in just a moment and talk about that in the future. George Hofford, Trish Stover, back soon. Well, George Hofford with Trish Stover, owner of Stover's Kitchen in Livingston, Tennessee. We've been talking food and kitchen and Dale Hollow Lake and what makes our region special. We've been talking about the spiritual, how great our community of faith is in this region. And Trish has shared her journey. And now we're going to go and look in the crystal ball and talk about today and the future, but we talked about friends and Dale Hollow Lake and plans and what in Livingston.
Yes.
So let's just talk about your restaurant. How is it doing now? And what do you see in the future? What are you doing? I know it's planned. You got a plan. It doesn't usually turn out. God may have other plans.
But
I'm quit talking and go to you.
Well, I have had several people wanting me to open another restaurant. My dad and them's from Jamestown.
I thought about that. If you've got a brand and you're from, that might be an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I've had several customers, a bunch of, you know, I've got them that come from Jamestown, Jackson County.
Oh, yeah. You're not just.
Yeah. Pickett County. I've had several people talk to me about opening up one in Fentress County, Jamestown.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I've thought about, but I really don't know because it does take. Like I said earlier, you are married to the business.
And there's a risk involved, small business. You are risking your very solid business.
Oh, yes.
On expansion,
yes.
But Jamestown, that's another. I've always found Jamestown to be a really good business town.
Yes, yes.
And so many people in Livingston and Cookeville who are leaders in our towns grew up in Jamestown.
They actually,
they really have.
They
So are you just? I know you're praying about it, and is that just something that you're going to continue to pray about?
Something I'm going to continue to pray about. I really am, because it's not, I mean, like I've told, people before, if someone was to come to me and say, hey, I'm thinking about getting in the restaurant business, I would honestly have to tell them, think about it really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Pray about it really hard. And because it is, I mean, it's your life.
You're there.
You're there. I mean, and I'm glad I got into it when my kids were older.
Mm-hmm.
If my kids had been younger, it would have been really hard on me.
Yeah.
It would have, because, I mean, I'm having to be there all the time. Both my girls at the time when I decided to do this was already grown and out on their own.
So you were
less
encumbered.
Yes.
Well, you could make choices that maybe you couldn't have made a few years earlier.
Yes. And you know, which, like I said, you know, I've not been able to do this without the support of my family. God, like I said, once again, God.
He's in charge.
He's in charge. And, I am praying about it, that maybe one of these days I might open another restaurant. I don't know if that's something I see in the near future.
Yeah. You know, the Bible always says the fullness of time.
Yes.
And I'm usually a pretty impatient person,
yes.
But God's not through with you yet. You know that.
Oh,
so
I know that.
That's great stuff. But Jamestown what a great business town.
Oh yeah, I mean my dad, like I said, my dad, he actually remarried a businesswoman up there. She has several shoe stores. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of Marty and Liz Shoes?
Oh sure,
that's my stepmother.
Oh yeah, I mean there's stores.
She's got them all over the place. She does, and she's actually been a real big help to me because I mean she is a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean I can honestly say she is one of the smartest business people I have ever met in my life.
You know, as you were talking, I have an Uncle Frank, in Mississippi, Meridian, mm-hmm. that was in the restaurant business, and he and his wife, Aunt Kate, but he told me something. I guarantee it's the same with you. He said, by being there, people mm-hmm. come to see you.
Yes.
They eat your food, but if the times you're not there, when he said, I could tell weeks we were on vacation or out of town, our business fell off.
Oh, yes.
Because people established a relationship. So you have a very, I can already tell, a wonderful clientele and friends.
Oh,
and when you're not there, they're not apt to be there.
Oh, I do. I have a wonderful clientele. They are probably some of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they are. I have a table inside my restaurant. I've got a sign that's sitting right there behind that table. And it's called the Liar's Table.
I was just going
which each every restaurant has a liar's
yeah,
table.
That's right.
Every restaurant, I'm sure, has a liar's table where you have your little old men sit and talk and see who, and you're sitting there listening to them, thinking, which one of these is telling the biggest lie? It's very comical to listen to them.
But you said something. Most towns, I had the mayor in Jackson, Tennessee, told me, he said, Georgia, a long time ago, and I was a young guy. He said, every morning I go to about five or six coffee clubs in these family restaurants.
Yes.
If you want to learn what's going on in your town, you're you don't need to read the newspaper.
Go to the liar's table. Go to the liar's table, and you'll learn whatever
you
need
things to learn. You'll learn things that you just don't read or.
Oh, I know.
Unless you're a local or native or been there a long time, then you'll learn that.
Oh, yes.
So you've got a liar's table.
I've got a liar's table. And I don't know if you know this gentleman, Peck Smith. He used to be the trustee of deeds up there. I think trustee mm-hmm. of deeds. He is there every day, morning. And I tease him all the time. I do. And they pick at him.
Oh.
They pick at Peck because he's the hard Democrat.
Yeah, it's okay.
Which, and you know, I get on to him. I get on to him up there sometimes. I mean, I don't really get on to him.
I understand. You're just kidding.
They'll pick at him and stuff. And I'll say, now, guys, if Vince can't talk politics without getting a little nasty about it, let's stop talking politics. And they like to hound Peck.
Oh, yeah. You know, having been in this state since the early mid-70s mm-hmm. and worked in all three regions, the thing that I've loved about Tennessee is it's a left-of-center, a right-of-center state.
Mm-hmm.
You got we're basically practical, moderate people. You got a few really far-left Democrats, you got some far-right Republicans, but they're people, and we work together historically.
Yes.
Now that's gotten the world's changed, but you brought up some interesting things because this area like used to be Democrat.
Oh yes,
primarily.
Now for years, my dad was a Democrat.
Oh sure, grew up.
But now he is a Republican. Now.
Yeah, I know we're getting way out there.
Oh yeah.
When I worked in Athens, Tennessee, they used to say if you were a Republican running for statewide office.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a 100,000 vote lead coming across Mont Eagle Mountain heading west, because by the time you got to Memphis, you were a dead duck.
Yes,
and that has changed somewhat, but we're still. If you talk to people, you really see this as a common sense kind of state.
Yes,
and man, we've even gotten into. We're not going to go very deep into politics.
Oh yes, so. Yeah, I agree with you.
No, we're not going to. But we're very fortunate to have who we've had. Livingston, what do you see in Livingston's future? How do you see them?
I see Livingston growing more. I mean, they are growing now. Livingston's growing now. I see it growing more. I just wish there was things up there for the older, well, the teenagers and stuff like that.
Yeah, both. And you got a good school system.
Oh, we have a wonderful school system.
The lake's there.
Yes.
And you're doing some things. It just seems to be, if you want to live in a little bit smaller community, mm-hmm. Livingston's a great little town.
Well, I lived in Murfreesboro for a couple of years. And, homesick. Oh, I was so homesick.
Yeah.
I was ready to get back to Livingston.
You know, it's Murfreesboro, Cookeville, our universities, mm-hmm. Clarksville, Bowling Green, we're all the same size.
Yeah.
Long time ago. Of course, Murfreesboro with Middle and the job they've mm-hmm. done and Nashville's growth. But Murfreesboro has probably changed more than we would have ever. And I'm not saying that negatively.
No.
It's a different place.
Well, but to me, Livingston, you know, it's a small town, but everybody there is so friendly.
Yeah, it's a special place.
It is. I mean, I call people come in, and it's just, I guess it's a Southern thing. I'll call them honey or sweetie or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody ever, I mean, they'll come up to me at the restaurant when they leave. And just give me a hug and Don't think a thing about it.
And that's who we are. That's being Southern.
Yes.
We got about a minute left, okay. And you're a joy.
Well, thank you so
I've
much.
I've learned a lot about your restaurant.
Well,
I'm going to get up there and see you pretty soon.
You need to.
And you got another little Cracker Barrel going on.
Yeah, they got somebody. There's this little woman said this is a small version of Cracker Barrel because everything that I have on my walls.
It's probably where Cracker Barrel was when it first started.
Well.
In Lebanon. I mean, mm-hmm. Started with that concept, and that's great. Got a few seconds.
Okay.
You want to do any commercial for your restaurant? Or?
Well, we have. A lot of people don't know this, but I do catering.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I do catering. I have catered several weddings. Thanksgiving dinners. Actually, like I said, I worked at Lucky Bee up here for years. I cater them Thanksgiving dinner every year.
Man, that's great. Well, I told you I wasn't going to talk, but I did. And Trish Stover, thank you so much for coming in. And God bless you.
God bless you, dear.
And the great little town of Livingston and Overton County.
Well, thank
George
you so
Hofford, much. George Hofford, we'll see you soon.